Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, blessings and greetings, blessed souls. We're alive because we want to stay alive in Torah Chaim, instructions of life, Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness, Torah Rachamim. This is now the 346 class of Soul class, Torah Meditation, presentation number 16, which morphed from YouTube videos now to a radio show because we just get a little tired of gesticulating and we want to be more involved in articulating what is the concept of Hizbonanus, meditation, inner understanding, Panimi Bin and Iyun, analytical study. Let's just now ask Mechila, forgive us, blessed brother in arms, spirit and soul of Isaac Baton, as we're now going to cut short his wonderful song, Generation of Redemption, from his Generation Redemption album. And the big secret is, blessed souls, there's no exemption. Everyone can get involved in this generation of redemption. So let's just turn down the music. And sorry, Isaac, let's get on with the show. Okay, blessed souls, a very brief presentation this morning. Let's go right into it. How would it appear, blessed souls, tangibly, to any person who immerses his or her blessed mind within a concept we started talking about last week, the Omic Hamusag, the depth of the comprehension of a concept he or she is learning. When a person immerses his or her blessed mind within the Omic Hamusag, he or she can merit the human experience of accessing the source and root of the Muskal, which is the concept one is studying with intensity and crystal clear focus. When we talk about the source and the root, we can understand this allegorically speaking. It reminded me last week that I had a couple of baked potatoes for dinner, which is certainly an interesting way of filling oneself for a night meal instead of, say, like a hamburger or french fries and whatever, overly sugared drink. But I noticed one of the potatoes was not scrubbed, which was no problem, and I saw by Shkacha Pratis, Divine Providence, the roots that were projecting out all over the potato, kind of like, you know, potato dreadlocks. And I was thinking to myself, well, there we see the entity, the muskal, the subject matter, and it has roots, as I'm talking about now with the potato roots. Now, those roots as well were connected once to its source, the soil, when the potato was embedded in the earth, and it was suckling not just from that black or dark brown or black rich material, which is, of course, empowered by various minerals and nutrients, to make the potato manifest as it did for my dinner last week, which, by the way, I smattered some organic coconut oil, cold pressed, something I would suggest anyone want to have a nice tasty treat, boil up a potato, white or sweet. I understand there's also a purple potato now. which has existed for a while, not a GMO product, and see how it tastes with a little smattering, or a lot of smattering of organic coconut oil. But that being said, the potato itself rests in the earth. So to speak, the muscal can be allegorically understood as like a potato, which has its roots, which is connected to the soil, the nutrients that go into the pristine wisdoms that are embedded in the soil to feed into the roots where this muscal grows. Now here the muscal, the concept is a concept which is growing in Torah because the Torah allowed it to sprout forth, just as vegetation sprouted from the earth in the first 6 days of creation. Now once a person gets to this level within his boneless process of omaka musag, of going into the depth of the comprehension, he or she now is empowered to extract out pristine qualities of a light, an ore, which allows him or her to become privy to experiencing the shedding upon themselves of additional wisdom within the understanding one is already accessing. Now, the human experience of accessing this new light, this Or Chadash, within the wisdom one is extracting from by the process of connecting to the Omek HaMusak, the depth of the comprehension, crowns the human experience at that point with a term or quality called Maimik, one who can be tersely defined as defined by the Mittler Rebbe, the Rabbi Dovber Shniori, who wrote whose teachings I'm plucking from the Shar Yuchud, the Gate of Unification. When a person attains this level or quality called Maimik, one is able and capable of affecting the Omek, the depth of his or her Chochma, and the Omek, or depth of his or her understanding. So wisdom and understanding now are being tapped into simultaneously to extract out that Or Chadash, that Nur Light, which is being accessed by the process of his bonenus, understanding, meditative, analytical thought, gaining focus as well in that process, through the process of called amakas hadas, extreme focus, based on one is focusing on a data or database, an information block, a block of information, and then being able to make an effect on the depth of one's wisdom and the depth of one's understanding as it connects to the depth of the understanding and depth of wisdom of that concept which is accessible to human consciousness. We're now going to conclude now with this brief presentation, blessed souls, to just talk briefly that when we talk about his boneness, we're talking about our cognitive awareness expanding, contracting, focusing, and ultimately becoming more flexible in terms of how we interact on a cognitive, knowledge-based level with the concepts we're learning about in Torah. And we take note in this process of those who are called the truly righteous, the tzaddikim, amitim, the truly righteous souls, in their own personal life experiences, as they go deeper and deeper into their own izbomenus, in their own inner understanding, as they go deeper and deeper into their own focus of makas hadas, and as they become bali maimik, those who are able to penetrate into the depth of their wisdom and depth of their understanding, to bring out a new Or Chadash in their understanding, they actually become quite disgusted by the concept of ra, of evil. Now, because of this category of human being called tzaddik, who becomes disgusted by evil, they don't connect to a type of corporeal bitterness, which is associated with plain, mundane physicality, opposed to the category of beinanim, or a Benini, a person who, so to speak, in the middle road. They want to do right, sometimes they fall, sometimes they rise as well. And on the more elated spiritual level, as depicted in the seminal work by the Bala Tanya, the Mishneh Zan of Liadi, they really don't do wrong things. However, they still have a yearning beyond what is necessary concerning physical desires, measure for measure. And therefore, the Beinanim, via their process of engaging in his bonunos, in meditation, experience a type of corporeal bitterness, meaning the bitterness of just being sunken in their desire for the corporeality, even though they might not misuse physical things, they might not abuse, they might not neglect physicality. But again, it's due to their underlying premise that they have he or she have some sort of attraction to physical pleasure for the sake of the pleasure, even though they're able to subdue their inclination to over-imbibe or misuse or abuse any sort of physical pleasure. On the other hand, tzaddikim experience a type of awareness as a byproduct of their hisbonenus, of their inner understanding, their analytical learning, which is called yira and pachad, fear and dread. And what is their fear and dread stemming from? Because they have some sort of pristine awareness of the divine splendor, the hod elyon, of the Creator's supernal greatness, agadus eloki. Now this dread or fear, and fear and dread experience produces for the truly righteous, tzaddikim amitim, the truly righteous, an experience probably that might come to your surprise, blessed souls, that because of the dread and fear, they actually can generate as a bechen, a practical outcome, a love of delighting in elokus, in godliness, in the orange self, in the light which is infinite, which is basically at their level as an instruction for us, the actualization of what is written in chapter 6 of the book of Deuteronomy, Sefer Devarim, b'chol levavecha, with all of your heart. So that being said, blessed souls, we're going to end off very tersely with a song from our good friend and brother in spirit, soul, and praise of the Most High, David Tom, will help us get back home with his song, Let Us Be Friends, just to remind us, David Tom, as he does, to help us get back home, that you have to be good because the teva hatov lehetiv. It is the nature of the good to do good, and the Creator who is the source of good did a good by creating you, blessed souls, and therefore brought into the world to carry out your mission, not to be into submission to evil causes and evil people and evil ideologies, but to do what is right because you see at whatever level of consciousness you are, there is a godly light embedded in each and every fiber of the creation. And hopefully we should all access this type of consciousness. I speak of myself before anyone else, blessed souls, in a way of ahav echad, one love, gorel echad, one destiny kolano for all of us, b'darchi nom, in a pleasant way, darchi shom, and in a peaceful way, laham shich, to be continued, b'ez Hashem Yisbreak, to help the Most High. Take care.
broken and mended. You don't need to attack God.